This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another beautiful North Dakota sunny day. Sunny where I am. I'm looking west. It looks like maybe a few clouds out there, but Valley City or so. But sun breaking through.
You're looking east, actually.
No, I was just looking right there.
Oh.
I was looking west.
Right.
I know a direction is west.
You got a different mirror. You got a window in there.
This is sun. This is sun over here, but I just thought I better check the other way. And it looks like maybe a little something up there, so I don't know. Anyway, good morning. My name is Scott Hammond. Hello. Happy to have you along. Todd Mitchell is here. I hear him, but I barely hear him. So we're gonna do a little jiggle wiggle.
Wiggle it. Wiggle the whatchamacallit.
Yeah, Kevin Flynn is here as well.
Good morning, sir.
And we have Chris Larson, who, of course, is our ace producer, and Daniel and Brad manning the phones today. So there you go. There's the crew. Now you know them by name. Love to hear from you. What's on your mind today?
Chris Larson's a bit on my mind today, the situation he's in.
Yeah, so we maybe should tell folks that. So Chris Larson is at the Luther Memorial Home in Mayville. And Chris, that's where Chris lives, and he is our producer. So most days that's his office. He comes down in non-COVID times fairly regularly to the office, but he works from his
Chris
home.
Chris is in a wheelchair and most of his life.
He has, yep. And
great guy. He's a brother.
He is the best. And so Chris is now leading this task force for, it's basically the residents having a voice in the whole process of reopening. It's a task force that is designed to, you know, have the best practices for reopening.
All while they've got a breakout in the home where he's at.
That's what I was just about to say.
Exactly. He's locked in his room, literally.
20 positive cases there yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Between staff and individuals. So, and, you know, I mean, it's a high number. It's a number you don't like to hear. First time it'd been tested, so I guess maybe not surprising. I would imagine some of the staff live in other places as well. So, we really need to get the correct testing apparatus so that families can be tested and everybody get back in. Anyway, we're going to talk about that today. One of our guests on the program, Brigadier General Robert Schulte, will tell us a little bit about this statewide effort. He and Vern Dosh, longtime leader at NISC, and now retired and helping with the state efforts here on getting this right. So we'll get an update on all of that today on the program. Senator John Hoeven is going to be here on the program today. Dave Baker will be here, Minnesota State Rep. He is a restaurateur, decades of experience in the hospitality industry, and we're going to talk about yesterday's news from Governor Tim Walz, which is just flat-out crazy. Look, if I lived in Minnesota, I especially outstate Minnesota, I would go full-on Tea Party. You know, I'm not leaving the Capitol till these people get some common sense. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Full-on. This is, dear leader there in Minnesota yesterday said, okay, you can go back to church on June 1 if there's no more than 10 people, and you got to be outside. I mean, why bother, for crying out loud? Why bother?
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely insane.
Well, I want to see the science on all of it.
I know.
Apparently, the virus can only fly 6 feet, not 6 foot one. There's so many little things that we need to know about with this.
And I still don't hear Todd, by the way, Brad. Brad might be waiting for Daniel to fix that.
Got to wiggle it.
Yes, you got to wiggle the jiggle, the patch. I don't know what Daniel does, but he works his magic so we can get him, so we can hear him. They're working on it. They're on it, Todd. They're on it! Okay, we have precious little time today to just talk about whatever you want, so now's the time to call me, 298-0550.
25.
I'm sorry, 258-0550. 271-1100. Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo is 271-1100. Bismarck-Mandan, 258-0550. Or toll-free at 800-228-0550. Okay? With questions or comments. And you tell me who's on line one there, Brad, and I'll chat with them to start the program. Texter says the left is just showing us who they really are. No mystery. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly right. It's not fun at all. One other thing I want to mention at the top here. The Association of Counties, I'm sorry, the Association of County Auditors has sent out a press release this morning letting you know that despite some efforts to make voting available on Election Day in some counties, it's not going to happen. Now, the governor had removed all the restrictions and said if a county wants to do it, they can do it. A lot of people said, I want my county to do it, at least on Election Day, for people that didn't get their ballot in time. But the auditors are saying, can't do it. This is very odd to me. This is very odd to me, because I think there's a North Dakota smart way to do it, but obviously enough county commissioners didn't think so. Enough county auditors didn't think so. And I'm telling you, I'm disappointed in that. Find a way. Don't tell me you can't do it. Tell me how you can do it. And everything you're concerned about, deal with it. So we stand in line with social distancing to buy, a toy at a big box store. That's okay, but it's not okay to go stand in line to vote. How is the election worker any different than the other person? My understanding is they were concerned we're not going to find election workers. Holy buckets! Look at the unemployment rate right now. You tell me you put an ad in the paper? Or better yet, put it on the radio, because actually somebody will hear it and say, want to be an election worker? Come for training on this day and this day. You know, work election day, the day after, the day before. We'll pay you $20 an hour. Low total spend, and you honor our republic. Somebody explain that to me. Let's go to Stanley, North Dakota. And Tyler, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you all today?
We're doing good, sir. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. See, I have a kind of a comment here. You know, with all the 4th of July celebration, seems like a lot of communities are starting to just, you know, drop their hands on the table and say, well, we're not going to do it. We got to go with the state guidelines. My question is, why can't we put the onus on the people? Can you say, you know, follow the state guidelines, but do we need to police people? Can we have these celebrations, say, hey, wear your mask if you want, stay 6 feet apart, we're not going to babysit you, and go about it and be an American, and nobody's going to force you to be here. There's a risk associated with going out in the public. That's nothing new. There always has been. Can we get back to living our lives?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, that mentality didn't prevail 3 months ago. We might not have the economic devastation around the country. And I have to say, North and South Dakota have, in my mind, done it well. I mean, there were more businesses that closed on their own than were told to close, right? 93% of the economy, there was no restrictions on it whatsoever. It was 7%. Those were based on CDC guidelines. But your premise is exactly right, Tyler, in my view. Here are the CDC recommendations, which, by the way, change if you haven't noticed. Just so you notice, they kind of quietly put out a thing. Oh, that whole deal on surfaces. How many zillions of dollars have been spent on misters and all this stuff because it lasts so long on surfaces? Now we're not so sure. We don't, you know.
I absolutely agree. And it seems to me the only thing that we can't do right now is congregate in our house of worship, but we can congregate in a drinking establishment, and that's fine. And
yeah, we can't vote. We can't vote in person, and we can't go to church.
All you need to know.
You can in North Dakota, thankfully. And I've been there the last two Sundays and enjoyed every second of it. Now, it's a little different, but not noticeably. I mean, other than the every other pew thing, and you got to limit the total amount of people in the church. But you know what? Folks are back. And the limits, the last two weekends where they had, I forget the number that they would allow. I mean, we have a big church, but they didn't meet the limit. So, you know, people were more concerned and are staying home than are going, even though they could. And you know what? That's just fine. That's the way it should be. I think it also happens to be because people have had the living daylight scared out of them, and we got to get out of this fear mode. Frank's on the road, wants to talk about his governor. You're somewhere in Minnesota, Frank. What do you think of Tim Walz?
Governor One Step.
Governor how much?
Kind of a wall.
Governor One Step.
He doesn't quite do the.
He's not moved up to the two step yet. Nah, just giving him a little bad time. You know, for your voting over there, why don't you vote at Walmart to get a better class of voter?
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, somebody else just texted me, hey, no reason why we can't have voting polls. Just go to Menards and Walmart. Voting would be safer.
And the people would, you know, just pay them guys for doing their little duty. And if you want a mail-in ballot, request them at your courthouse. Because, you know, some people don't like to travel. And every vote is important. And Democrats are twice as important sometimes. Just say it.
Yeah, they're going to be two and three and four times more important if we keep this mail-in voting business going.
If they do vote in by mail, and anybody's cheating, 10 years in jail, $1 million fine.
Yeah, that's stopping in a hurry. Appreciate it, Frank. That's not a bad fail-safe. Remember, you still have until May 28th to receive your ballot in time. So remember that, okay? Return your application.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're live in the PetroServe USA studios today on What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hemmons. See the headline of the New York Post? It needs to end now. New York City. They are... How glad are you... How grateful should we be that we live where we do? Maybe what's going to come out of this is that people are going to realize, look, New York City stinks. I don't want to live there.
Oh, it's already happening.
L.A.?
Yep. A lot of people. Yep.
You think they're going to move here?
Well, rural New Jersey, rural New York, upstate New York, seeing huge numbers on the outbound people from the city looking for real estate. Just read about that over the weekend, last weekend.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are in the PetroServe USA studios on What's On Your Mind, and if you're wondering what's for lunch today, I'd love to answer that question for you. At a PetroServe USA location near you, every one of these locations have that great hot stuff, personal pan pizza. They're fresh, they're hot, they're great. They have breakfast pizza, they have every other kind of pizza. You get the pizza, two fresh baked cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain drink for $4. That's four for four all day, every day. In a hurry, grab and go, good. They also have home cooking like you can't believe. Lunch specials, two sides and a bun come with pulled pork. Or a French dip sandwich if you're at the Valley City location today. Meatball dinner at Harwood. Breakfast tater tot hot dish at 12th Avenue North Fargo. I think Kevin's headed up there shortly. Chicken fettuccine at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. Tell them Scott said you to PetroServe USA. Remember Valley Dairy, Grand Forks. Stories are part of the PetroServe USA family too. Great caramel rolls. Oh my gosh, are they good. All right, somebody called off the air during the break and asked about Memorial Day services. I know things are being done a little bit differently this year. And, Todd, can you play that first part of the conversation you had with Pro?
The COVID-19, and we have social distancing, and we have all those concerns about stopping the spread. We're still going to have a ceremony like we do, except rather than allowing 3,000 people to come in, we're asking everybody to enjoy it on their computers at home online. It begins at noon on Monday. We regret having to do this, but I think it's going to be very respectful, very, very good. Right now we're planning on having two Blackhawks overflying at about 500 feet above. That'll be about 3 minutes after 12 noon, 12 noon being the startup. The keynote speaker this year is Major Artie Strebe. He's retired major, but he has quite the pedigree.
So we'll have that live on KFIRE 550, and they will have video streaming on the North Carolina National Guard website as well, and a number of other offshoots from that. We'll link it all on the What's On Your Mind page and on the KFIRE page.
There's a group called the United Patriotic Bodies that I've talked about before that is actually made up of North Dakota and Minnesota folks who come together. And they do all the military funerals in the eastern end of North Dakota, western Minnesota. It's a really amazing group. And they are doing color guards and a ceremony for Memorial Day Monday, actually at all the cemeteries in the region. And so you've got to get the times exactly when they're doing that. If there's one in your town, wherever you're at, and if you're doing one that allows people to come, if you sit a few feet apart, then bring it on. Bring it on. There was a graduation last night that was at Shanley High School. It was out on the field. So they had, all the seniors. You guys see the ceremony they did at Air Force Academy that Vice President Pence spoke at about a month or so ago?
Fantastic.
It's the same kind of deal they did there where they had them all off and they had the parents there as well in the back. And obviously, Shanley has 86 seniors this year, so it's a manageable size crowd even with parents. But it was good to have them there. It was a very windy day and it was a little tough, and they had them all wearing masks despite being that far away from each other. But they just wanted to be extra careful. And you know what? It was there and it happened, and I totally understand. Here's one thing I want people to realize that when you understandably, as a parent of a graduating senior, want to see your child receive the same opportunity to celebrate a graduation as your brothers and sisters and family members and cousins and everything else. These superintendents, these administrators, they are partnering in their communities with their health care facilities, right? And so, common sense might say, come on. If you don't want to come, don't come. You're at risk, and these are kids, and let's just have the ceremony. The healthcare professionals, because they're healthcare professionals, and are being very, 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 very careful, just say, no, you can't do that. So I wouldn't be too tough on administrators at all when they're following the advice, because if they did the exact opposite, you'd be in there screaming at them with axes, right? Chopping up desks. saying, why'd you let this happen? So just be a little understanding of the times in which we find ourselves in. It's issues more so for me, like some of our texters are saying about, you know, Walmart and Menards might be the place to vote. Great idea. Do that. You know, I've talked to county commissioners. I talked to Chad Peterson. He chairs the Cass County Commission. And he was just adamant. He said, we will do this for November, but it cannot happen in time for this election. We just found out too soon, and it just can't happen. I mean, I empathize with them because I don't think they're blowing it off. But we've some way, somehow, got to make sure somebody's at the table that says, wait a minute. In other words, put it this way. If you had the CDC here and they said, hey, the coronavirus can last for 24 hours on your stainless steel countertop or, you know, butcher block or fridge or whatever, right? And 3 months later, they say, ah, never mind. It doesn't live on viruses as long as we thought. You know, they don't know everything either. They're going into everything of throwing the kitchen sink at this out of an abundance of caution. But somebody needs to say, okay, I hear you. It's sort of like if a doctor said, well, I can cure that, gallbladder stone issue here. You got gallstones. I can take care of that. But you're going to have cancer when it's done. You know, what are you going to do? That's sort of what's happening. And the cancer, of course, is all kinds of other medical issues in addition to the economic harm. Again, I'll say, fortunately, 99.9% of it is happening somewhere else. It's not happening in North and South Dakota. And for that, we ought to be grateful. All right, let's see who's next. Texter says the Catholic Church of Minnesota is defying Governor Walz's restrictions on mass. I'd heard that. I believe I mentioned it earlier, but they're gonna reopen. I have evidently at 33% of capacity this Sunday. The governor had a limit of 10 people. By the way, bars can have 50. How in the heck can bars have 50 and a church can have 10? Like, what expert sits down and writes that down and says, that'd be a good plan? Let's go that route, huh? Texter says, to all the business owners that require me to wear a mask, you just lost my business. When I go to a nursery, plants, outside, and have to wear a mask, game over. It might be close to my house, but there are other places to shop. I'm totally fed up with ignorance.
I love the people driving down the highway by themselves in the pickup wearing a mask.
I know.
Like, we've been told not to judge those people.
Dude,
I don't know.
You,
I don't know what's
what
going on there,
doing?
But I got shamed last time I brought
that
up.
Well, you don't know what anybody spilled in their pickup. It might be some icky fast food they're trying not to breathe
in. Yeah.
This texter says, good morning, Scott. I believe next the CDC will tell us distancing isn't necessary either. Makes me wonder if they were wrong about how long the virus lives and is transmitted on surfaces. Why should we believe that they're telling us about distancing? I've heard some new guidance on distancing. And the distancing is this. 10 minutes or more next to someone is your biggest danger. Not all this feet away.
Yep.
And that's actual guidelines.
More.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A shooting scare this morning at the gate to Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in Texas has ended with base officials saying the suspected gunman who prompted the lockdown has been neutralized, but it's unclear if he was shot or if he was arrested. All gates are still closed at the base.
President Trump is sending help to Michigan after two dams broke because of flooding and caused catastrophic damage in the community of Midland.
We've sent the FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers out, and they're very good at dams.
The president will be visiting a Ford plant in Ann Arbor, Michigan today that's producing ventilators now since the pandemic began. A group of doctors asking the president to end coronavirus shutdowns, arguing that keeping everyone at home is having growing health consequences, including casualties from suicide, stroke, despair, and alcoholism. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
CJ and the team at Dak Diesel are waiting for you today. Come on in. Give them a call. Get on the calendar. Get a little tune-up, a little maintenance. Save you a lot of money in the long run. Or if you've got a breakdown, you want it fixed now, give CJ and the team a call, 701-258-5011. Dak Diesel, they're in Bismarck, with servicing vehicles from all over North Dakota. DakDiesel.com to find out more about them on their website as well. 701-258-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 271-1100, West Fargo, Fargo, Mandan, or the 800-228-0550 number as well. So lots of numbers for you to weigh in. And my text number is 701-226-8503. Todd's is 701-258. No. What's your text number again, Todd? I only say it 55,000 times a week, so 506-9028. Todd, the radio god Mitchell at 701. Put those in your speed dial.
8503 for my text.
Yeah. There you go. We ready now? All right. Dave Baker is here. Dave is the state representative, Republican from Willmar, has decades of experience in the hospitality industry and also obviously serves in the legislature. So a good source for us to chat with about the news from Governor Tim Walz yesterday on this glorious reopening of Minnesota that's coming on June 1. Some reopening that is, Dave. Huh? What's going on there?
Oh, yippee, wahoo. Isn't this something? I tell you, I was sitting there actually thinking about the governor was going to, I had heard some outdoor seating was going to be talked about. I thought maybe he was going to let us open before June 1st outside. Like, maybe this is not a bad thing. We'll get warmed up before we go inside on June 1st. But we've got operators that have been preparing and getting ready inside because he said June 1st we can open inside. Now, we aren't happy with the 50%, but we will take what we can get. And I've been working with a lot of operators to get ready for this with the plexiglass, the disposable menus, all the things that the guidelines have been laying out for us. We're preparing. Well, this thing yesterday, I don't know where this came from because there's a hospitality roundtable group that he put together with Commissioner Grove and put this nice little pretty picture together that had about two or three meetings. The day before yesterday, before this announcement came out, they had a 30-minute meeting with this group. None of this came up about this outdoor concept idea. And so the governor is telling people, our citizens, that he's engaged with our industry, that he's listening to them. He's got the right people at the table. He's not listening to any of it. And the Hospitality of Minnesota came out yesterday, which I've been really supportive of them, and they're really saying, no, Governor, you're not listening to us. This is not the way this is going to go. I hope they pull out of the roundtable. I hope they say enough of this. We aren't going to waste our time here. because the governor is not being truthful to citizens in Minnesota when he wants to really get us open. He doesn't. I think he just, I don't know if he just loves these 2-3 o'clock p.m. Media events and just, because it's crazy time here, but these restaurants are devastating. They are on the verge of collapse if we don't get some answers. But to think about going for outside with 50 people in Minnesota, when we've got about 108 days of doing business in the summertime, this isn't going to work. You know, only about 80% of our restaurants in the state of Minnesota have a patio or a place to sit outside. So what about all the rest of them? So I just don't think this is well thought through, guys. And as a restaurant operator, you cannot make money with just 50 seats. This doesn't work.
So, and by the way, anybody that thinks that they want to push the envelope a little bit gets a swarm of black Suburbans showing up. And Stearns County said an interesting case. Tell our listeners about the Attorney General Keith Ellison and his interactions with restaurants that have decided that this is enough on this.
Well, one note too, guys. The state of Minnesota is sending letters to Detroit Lakes area restaurants telling them don't open or else. Have you seen anything about that,
yeah,
Dave?
I haven't seen about that. I've been in touch with the owner here, Chris, up in the Albany business, and he's still got some folks that are meeting later today just to talk about what their next plan is. But yeah, I think Keith Ellison was just wringing his hands on where can I get the next lawsuit and the next subpoena and everything else to throw it out there. And yeah, let's get the Suburban shined up because I want to show up and show how hard we are going to protect the 12th chapter in this state law. And we're going to do everything we can because this is an order from the governor and people are going to die if you don't do this kind of thing. And again, these people have worked really hard to make this safe, but I think that we've got a couple of what appears to be bullies that just want to take certain industries and treat them and hold them up like, we'll pull it back. We're just going to give you a little taste and we're going to pull it back. Because they keep delaying this thing for another 2 weeks. Well, if they open up the decks, you know, for 50 people, you're not going to see any kind of a response to this after 3-4 weeks. Then what? Are we going to maybe have opening in middle of July? But everything that they do now keeps pushing everything back in. They've already dropped their keys, but I think we've got a couple of leaders right now that frighten me because they're not listening to the people that are in this business properly enough, and they're not letting us have the brains and the wherewithal to actually do it ourselves and do it safely with the guidelines that are put out there. So just I've never felt more disrespected from our governor. And again, at the beginning of this stuff, he needed to have these quick reactions. I think we were all sort of like, let's learn about this. Let's take a wait and see. This is 10, 11 weeks now. And this is getting where we know what's going to happen. We know where it's going to go. But you say it's okay to go inside to sit down for a salon and a barber, which I'm happy they're open. But that's okay to be inside there, but not in a restaurant. The logic doesn't add up, guys.
No, it sure doesn't. So, by the way, we saw a survey of bars, restaurants, you know, guide outposts, resorts, done by the association in Minnesota that predicted from the owners themselves that only half of them would survive. I mean, and that was before this nonsense. I mean, that can really make it worse, right?
Well, being in the business myself, we actually work on cash flow. We really, really do because we are almost addictive to work. We work hard. We work half days, 12-hour shifts. We come home and we're stinky, sweaty. And that's a good day. And yet when you all of a sudden shut this down, we are in a tizzy. We don't know what to do with ourselves, but we've got to make sure that we get these folks back open and get them focused on what they do best because this playing us and delaying us over and over again without good science that they can say makes sense. But again, Walmart's, the big candy stores, everything else is going full tilt. Everybody else is at 50%, you know, the small retailers, but boy, the big stores can go wide open. So it just logically doesn't make sense. And I think the governor's welcome is done now. I think that it's the honeymoon period is well beyond this COVID issue thing here now. And I think a lot of folks want to just say, governor, you know, go back somewhere, but this is not working for us anymore because you're not making sense. Now the church has come out and said, we're going to open up, by the way. Send him a letter. What's the first thing out of his mouth? Oh, we're going to sit down and have a conversation. Well, that's not like what he's doing to the bars and restaurants.
Well, and not to mention,
that doesn't make any sense.
It sounds to me, at least according to the St. Paul Diocese, there was no dialogue beforehand. Right. I mean, here's their statement. We have attempted to work collaboratively with the Walz administration up to this time on a limited reopening of churches, which, by the way, they had a plan drafted by a group of national medical experts. Even though Walz ignored this plan, instead opting to maintain his harsh restrictions, you know, this group's going to push forward, conducting mass at 33% capacity. Good for them. I mean, I'd do the same thing if they're not listening. And you're saying the same thing on the hospitality front. So they had a round table seat. They're there. Evidently, he's got advisors that are saying, no, you got to do it differently. But he doesn't ever involve them to say, wait a minute, you can't do that to us. He just does it? I mean, is he? I mean, that's...
What's frustrating is he doesn't have the backbone to tell the group the day before that, hey, this is what we're thinking about doing. Can you give me some feedback about this? They would have went nuts. He didn't have the decency to tell that group, here's what we're thinking about doing. So when it comes out, you've got Liz Rammer from the Hospitality of Minnesota that's completely blindsided, and yet he holds her name up like they've been included in this whole conversation.
Yeah, you
that
know,
is
I,
not
I,
truthful,
I,
Governor.
You can't do this.
You can't get away with it.
I'm a big fan of teachers. Really good teachers, especially that teach, and I could think of many that influenced my life along the way. I don't know one I've ever met that I think would be a good governor, and Tim Walz is proving that. He just is unable to lead. He doesn't lead. You know, he talks.
Well, it's a different mentality. You know, leading is different than being a teacher, whatever. I love teachers too. They're the greatest people, and they change lives. But you've got to know what it's like to run a payroll. I don't know that who in the Department of Economic Development or until you've actually had to make a payroll, do you really understand what it's like to look at employees who don't have enough money to get to work, so you give them $20 to get some gas? That employers are much more than employers. We are mentors. We are big brothers, big sisters, and we do more for these folks. But yet, if you've never looked at those eyes and if you've never made a payroll, I don't think folks in the upper level of government know what it's like. And then folks like me start yelling and screaming because we're trying to educate people to understand when there's no money in the checkbook and you are ready to close up and the banks are saying, I can't extend you anymore, Johnny. I'm sorry. You become overwhelmed and you just want to throw the keys on the table and walk out the door and you feel like you failed. But these folks have not failed. The government shut them down. And they're not giving them a chance to open safely.
Minnesota Representative Dave Baker with us, Republican from Willmar, Minnesota, home of KWLM Radio. I've said that a few times in my day. The Linder family down there, wonderful group of folks. My dad worked for the Linders, you know, and had KDMA in Montevideo for years and years and years.
Dave, I just shared your statement on my Facebook page. It's well written and well said.
Well, there you go. It's going viral. Yeah. Right there.
Awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for your time today.
And don't quite leave me yet. I got to ask you one more one more thing here. Texas says, why not just hold the services in bars? Not like most of them are open on a Sunday morning. Then they could get at least 50 at church.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Get these ideas flowing, guys. Yeah, let's do this.
The other texter says, the guy who told Elvis he couldn't sing was an expert. Beware. Experts, authorities, and so-called professionals. And I'll add to that list, bureaucrats. Oh, my gosh. Very dangerous.
Amen.
Jason Lewis told us about plans for a lawsuit, and I've seen he is proceeding with that because it made the news yesterday, and he talked to us about it last week. Is that the fix here? Do you think this is going to have to be settled legally?
You know, I hope not. And again, I'm not a big fan of running to the courts because I think it depends on who's sitting on the bench, and a lot of different things make a difference here. I want to keep screaming from the rooftops if we can get the media attention. We might do a press conference today in St. Paul with a restaurant that was ready to go, a small one, just to show everything that was lined up and say, Governor, why don't you get out of the governor's mansion and come over here and see what it looks like. See what they're doing yourself. But I don't think he's listening. I think he's either his head is too far into the science and those people. But for some reason, the states around us don't think the science is quite as dramatic as you think it is. So I just think that there's a way that he's got to just get out and see what it's like. I think that he's getting bad information or he likes playing. He doesn't like this industry. I don't know what it is. And I'm getting tired of him saying, let me be clear, or I understand. I think he's overused those words so much that I can't even hear him anymore.
He hears himself.
Over and over again.
Keep fighting on it. We're glad a businessman's in the legislature. That'll fix things. Thanks, Guy.
I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I love America. And so do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 160 acres in Trail, 690 acres in Stutzman, 320 acres in Burley, 160 acres in Piers, 40 acres in Cass, and a 10-acre building site and home near Ada, Minnesota. Don't forget exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Rolette, Gladstone, Tuttle, and Bismarck, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. We are currently facing a severe blood shortage during this coronavirus outbreak. Healthy blood and platelet donors are asked to make an appointment to give now. Donating blood is safe and can help save lives. Cancer patients, accident victims, and so many others continue to need life-saving blood. Please schedule your appointment now by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can make a difference.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On your mind to tell you about how North Dakota is building stronger communities. How are they doing that? Uniting landowners, the backbone of our entire economy and system. Landowners, private land ownership. It's a game changer. Uniting those landowners with county officials, supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties now have wind energy, enhancing their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing the wind to provide that consistent income for them for 25 years per tower. Especially when prices are low and times are tough, that comes in pretty handy. Together, that's all about building a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities, keeping our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. A message from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. One of my great dreams is to just have everybody in North Dakota recognize the value of all of the above and say, look, we're for all of these. Now, the playing field has to be level for all of them. Totally 100% get that. Congress and crazy liberals in Washington, D.C. make that difficult. But, boy, if we say we're going to affect the change we can affect here and we're going to have all of the above solutions, is amazing. Now, it's hard because if you're in the coal industry and you see the Coal Creek Station closing, you know, you're going to say, well, more wind means less coal. Actually, gas is a lot more, bite out of the market share of coal than wind does, but you see everybody as the enemy. It shouldn't be. We need coal too, and I tell you what, we get some of these great innovations going, Project Tundra and others, and there's just a lot of great things. We're going to have to all get under one roof and talk about this someday. What do you think? When do you think we'll be able to do that by 2023? Maybe we should do it in a tent. We should have a tent. We'll leave the sides open, then we're under one roof, but we have open air.
Easy now.
Yeah, but if you do that for church, you can still only have 10, so that doesn't give you anything.
Well, we're not in Minnesota, so I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Joe's on the road. Joe, say it ain't so. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Fantastic, sir. How are you? Thanks for listening.
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to get your opinion on something. So these nursing homes that are getting tested and they're getting reported, you know, on the Department of Health website, and it's a narrow testing, you know, just down to the building. But yet they won't release information per city. They're only releasing it per county. So why even release it saying, why don't you just say they're residents of a county versus the nursing home? Because now it's a PR nightmare for the nursing home.
I lost you there on the PR nightmare. First of all, if you have a family member that is in a congregate facility and someone else, you know, tests positive, they call you, they let you know, and I forget how long they have to tell you, but it's not long. So family members are notified. What more do we need?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why narrow it down to the nursing home on the website?
Joe's point, the governor did mention two specific nursing homes yesterday at the briefing, so
What do you
want changed?
Why not say they're part of the county?
What should be different?
Well, just say we had 26 positives wherever, or we had 27 positives in this county. Why narrow it down that we had an outbreak in a building when we already know that they're residents of a county? But yet you won't narrow it down saying Fargo is an epicenter for North Dakota. See what I'm saying?
Maybe I'm dumb. Well, I think that's been proven many times. But I don't think you're dumb.
I guess I'm not explaining it well.
Well, I just don't understand the benefit in what you're suggesting. Why do we need that information? If I have a loved one there, I want to know if somebody else has tested positive. That's important to me because then I can decide, do I want to bring them home? Do I want to, you know, I can't go in there.
But I think Joe might have been looking from the standpoint of the nursing home itself, you know, not getting the black eye because they have to contend with all the bad press because the cases were there.
Okay, is that what you're saying, Joe? You're worried about the nursing home themselves? Wouldn't doing it countywide be the best way
That's what Joe was saying.
But that's what we are saying.
Why release that information to the public saying this nursing home has so many, this nursing home has so many? Why not just leave it towards the county? Why?
I don't think they have done
pinpoint it for town.
No, they did. He did mention two specific nursing homes yesterday.
This week, yeah, he did because there were some large ones, but I don't think that's been the standard, right?
It's not been the standard.
Yeah, I think what you're doing, Joe, is defending how they've done it, and they just did it a little bit, for whatever reason, because of this hyper testing. We're going to talk with the testing the man himself here shortly, so stay tuned, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. I'll use your question. I appreciate you calling. Sorry it took me so long to try to get my arms around what you were saying. Tom, Otter Tail, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
I was just wondering if it's possible to recall the governor of Minnesota.
Well, everything's possible, right? Everything's possible.
Some states have laws that you can't, and some have laws you can.
They're all a little goofy. I don't know Minnesota's particular law, so I could look into it. Would you like to?
Well, I'd just like to hear if you're possible, and if it's possible, then I'd like to see somebody start it.
This guy, you don't think a few people want to recall him right about now?
I think a lot of people want to recall him right now. I want to recall him, and I live in North Dakota. I think Tom. My take on Tim Walz is he's been an embarrassment almost from day one in this. While he communicates pretty well, the actual actions don't connect, and he has treated the Twin Cities the same as he treats Fergus Falls. It's just it makes zero sense whatsoever in a state the size of Minnesota to do that, you know, and to not recognize it's a little bit different. But I'll check that out. Keep listening, Tom. You raised a good issue there. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a Splash Pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.